This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Christian County farmer was among a group of Kentucky Corn Grower Association board members who represented the state recently in Washington, D.C. Michael Lester says Corn Congress is a chance for farmers from across the country to cover legislative priorities.
We were up there with the National Corn Grower Association and what they call Corn Congress. We go up there and we talk about some of our policies and things that we want to talk to our legislators about and make sure we're kind of on the same page is what we want to talk about.
Lester says one day is about organizing and the second is about congressional meetings.
We spend one day doing Corn Congress, getting everybody on the same page, and we spend another day actually going to the Hill and visiting with all of our legislators. So we had a nice representation from all across the state and met with, almost all the legislators, senators and congressmen.
Yeah, there were two major topics on the agenda.
Farm bill, talking about Next Gen Fuels Act. And really, we don't try to go up there with too many issues. You don't try to throw too much stuff at them. We just a couple of things, and everybody gave us time.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who is focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Michael Lester says corn growers were reassured about the chances for the 2023 Farm Bill passage.
Most of the people thought, as a consensus, that we would get a farm bill. I think this farm bill expires in September. Most of them didn't think it'd get signed before September. They thought there might be an extension. They thought it would get done before the end of the year.
Yeah, the farm bill is about food and safety nets.
Only 20% of the farm bill is actual for farming. The rest of it is a nutrition bill. But really, the farmers, they just want a safety net in case things go really bad. You get a really bad drought.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.